Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. Excuse me. Today, we are going to be talking about yoga. And yoga is something that we've all heard of. Some of us understand it. Some of us practice it. But there are some misconceptions about it. And some of us think that it's a very difficult thing to do. But we're going to learn today how easy it is to practice yoga and why it's so important for our bodies to practice it. And we're going to really focus on the health benefits of yoga today so that you will understand that it's really more than an exercise or a meditation pose. And I'm excited to learn about all this. I've practiced yoga in the past, but I don't practice it anymore. But my husband does, which is very unusual because he was the most inflexible person physically in the world, and now he just absolutely loves it. He even takes hot yoga, so that I would have never, ever predicted. But anyway, our guest today is Susan Neal, RN, who is a certified yoga instructor. She has a master's in health science, and in her book, Yoga for Beginners, she shares what she has learned through her 30-year journey of practicing yoga and obtaining ultimate health through proper nutrition. So let's get started so you can hear from the expert herself. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. Let's start off because I know that you have a story of how you got into this, and it would be great for everybody to hear that.
Yes. Well, how I got into yoga.
Yes.
I was in a dual master's program. I was getting an MBA and a master's in health science, and I was so stressed out that I knew I needed something to help me. And so I picked up a book, and it was 28 Days to Yoga, and it taught me, you know, a position every single day, and that really got me through those years of getting my double masters. And then thereafter, I worked at Mayo Clinic as an executive, and I had a very high-powered, stressful job. And again, yoga, you know, got me through and helped me decrease my stress. And after several years of taking it, then I started teaching it, then I became certified, and now it's 30 years later, and I'm writing books about it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What is it about yoga that relieves stress?
You know, you are into your body. You're into the moment. You are into breathing. Everything else that is going on in your life floats away. It goes away. You are there in the moment. And you're breathing deeply and you're oxygenating your body. And then you are stretching and getting into the pose. And it's amazing. It's like a mind, body, spirit connection. It unifies your entire being, and it has all that stress drift away.
Wow.
It's an experience.
Sounds awesome. How has yoga changed over the years? I know, you know, it used to be something that, you know, was a discipline that only, you know, deep meditators did. And but now it just seems to be very mainstream. So how has that changed?
Yeah, it really is. It's very, very popular. And it's not just the Hindus and the Buddhists, you know, who do this. It's you know, at every health club around the corner, yoga is hot yoga and this kind of yoga. And, I mean, there's all sorts of yoga. And so very mainstream. And it's because it is really, really wonderful for the body. And what is amazing is that there is so many different scientific studies that now are demonstrating through blood tests, EEGs, MRI imaging, et cetera, demonstrating the actual health benefits of yoga.
And because there are so many different kinds of yoga, how does one decide which is the best kind for them?
I think you just have to go and try it out.
Okay.
I know some Christians don't condone yoga, and so, you know, you can find Christian yoga, or you can just go and try out this one and try out that one and see what you like. Many times I have found that if you buy a DVD, they're much more difficult than you know, a person can really do. And so you just have to find something that is where you are, you know, at your level.
Okay. And it's important to communicate with your instructor as well, because not everybody can do everything in a class. And so sometimes that can be intimidating when you're watching everybody, you know, hold these poses and you're tripping over your own feet. So it's important to communicate where you are with yoga, you know, with your skills and abilities, right?
Right. And, you know, for me, what I tell my students and in all of my products, I say yoga is not about comparing yourself to someone else or judging yourself. Because whether you can touch your toes or whether you can put your palm flat on the floor, which I cannot do, it doesn't matter. Because we all feel the same edge of discomfort. You get to that edge of discomfort and you breathe into it. And your body just relaxes into it and it stretches. And so it doesn't matter what one person can do compared to you. It's insignificant.
Well, that's really good to know. And that does help make people who are considering this, it gives them sort of more courage to perhaps try it. So let's focus now on the health benefits of yoga.
Well, I want to add one thing. Is that
sure.
I have always wanted people to come to my class and leave my class saying, yay, I can do yoga. I can do this. I have people in their 60s and 70s do my yoga class every week. And so it doesn't have to be as difficult as some people may imagine.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Yeah, that people of all levels and all ages and all abilities can do this. So, and I think most instructors are of the same kind of philosophy as you. So that they encourage people to, you know, to do what they can and really applaud their successes. So what are some of the benefits of performing yoga? We talked about the stretching and the release of stress, but what else does it do?
Well, it's amazing because physically and mentally and cognitively, it really improves the overall state of the human body. To begin with, it increases your range of motion in your joints. Many of the seniors in my class would not miss because they want to be able to have great range of motion and not be stiff and not feel as though they're old. And when you do yoga, it keeps your spine flexible. And when your spine is flexible and supple and straight, you look younger. You know, you look younger than what you are. It prevents your joints from breaking down. It improves the cartilage. It gets all the fluid in your joint going so that the flexibility is improved. It's interesting that it eases pain. And since I'm a nurse and have the master's in health science, I love to really get into the scientific research articles of what yoga and meditation do. And several studies have shown that yoga reduces back pain and pain in arthritis, fibromyalgia, and some other chronic conditions. I had a client come, and she had fibromyalgia, and she said that the days that she would take my yoga class, she was able to take less pain medicine for her fibromyalgia on those days.
Well,
in reference to our brain, it improves our memory, and it would you believe that it also decreases depression? In fact, in one scientific study, it showed that yoga and antidepressants had the same effectiveness. Can you believe that? So wouldn't it be beneficial if you were having, a bout of depression to try yoga? It improves the mood and psychological well-being. It decreases people's anxiety. It can even help relieve social anxiety.
Really?
Yes. And these are all from scientific studies that I've researched. It decreases the risk of heart attack and stroke. Can you believe that? It's heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and people take all of these cholesterol-lowering medications. Well, why don't you try the simple practice of yoga to decrease your risk of heart attack and stroke?
It sounds like a no-brainer to me.
I know, it does. I mean, I keep going. I tell people this, and they're like, wow. It improves your memory. It eases migraines. So, it actually was helped. It helps with migraines. So, you know, if you feel as though you're having a migraine come on, you may want to go ahead and do some yoga, practice yoga, and then, it may relieve it and you may not need your medication. It increases the brain's processing speed and it improves the brain's accuracy. So with scientific studies, they did tests with individuals doing yoga before a test and after, and those who did not do yoga with doing the test. And so they found that the processing speed and accuracy of individuals' brains improved. It improves lung function and it deepens your sleep. Medical studies have proven that doing yoga decreases blood pressure So if you, you know, if you feel as though you're having some high blood pressure, go ahead and perform a yoga class. It reduces the bad cholesterol and boosts good cholesterol. So that goes in with the, decreases the risk of heart attack and stroke. And it also boosts your immunity. Like a lot of positions are inversion where you, or maybe not a lot, but a few, where you put your feet up in the air, even if you just put your feet up in the air against a wall. And that that has all of the lymphatic fluid drained from your lower extremities down into your body, and that improves your immunity. So, you know, you'd be less likely to get a cold. And this drains the toxins out of your body and then expels them. So that's very beneficial. It's amazing how beneficial yoga and meditation are, because meditation is a component of yoga. So any
sounds. How long of a session should someone do in order to gain benefit from it?
You know, usually most sessions are like an hour. They can be 75 minutes. So
okay.
45 minutes at the shortest, but so an average of an hour.
So if someone was working on this at home, based on, you know, your book, learning through your book, they would want to keep it up. They would want to work on it for about 45 minutes to an hour. Now, what we didn't talk about is the toning that yoga creates in the body. You know, I know that people that are that have been practicing yoga for a long time have beautiful bodies, very well toned. How does that happen? What are we doing in those poses that are is toning the body?
Well, it's like the muscles are individually stretching and they're being, you know, pushed to their point of discomfort each time you do this. So like if I look at my arms and, you know, flex it, you can see the individual muscle tone of the muscles all through, you know, your body. It the muscles become well defined and they strengthen. And this also helps to prevent, you know, injuries. But it you're right, it just tones us, tones every single muscle in our body because it uses all of them.
So can this be used for weight loss?
You know, yoga is not as much a weight loss. It's excellent for, you know, everything, but it can improve your metabolism. So, yes, in reference to improving your metabolism and getting your metabolism to work as well as it should, that can give you a jump start in weight loss. But it's not like going out and jogging and using tons and tons of calories, although you do expend calories with yoga.
Especially if you're doing hot yoga.
Yes. Right.
Which would probably kill me because I can't stand the heat. So in this book, so we're talking to Susan Neal about her book, Yoga for Beginners. And in your book, you actually talk about each beginning pose. And you have a picture of it being demonstrated. And you tell exactly how to use that pose. So this is, you know, if you are holding this book, you could actually learn a lot of the beginning stretches and poses just through looking through this book. So I recommend that because, you know, maybe you're not sure this is something for you, but if you pick up the book and begin to try it, maybe you will really see the benefits and see, you know, how much you could actually enjoy this. And
there are over 60 basic yoga poses in a full page photograph for each pose, maybe even two or three photographs per pose for this book. And if you look for it, you have to like on Amazon, you have to type in yoga for beginners, 60 basic yoga poses.
Okay. Because there's a lot of yoga books, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right. There's a lot of yoga for beginners, and this is 60 basic yoga poses.
Now, do we want to incorporate a good diet with our yoga practice?
Yes. You know, in the United States, we're just having, you know, a chronic epidemic of being overweight and having chronic diseases. And all of us need to realize that we can really help control this and improve our body's functioning through what we eat. And I have a very detailed chapter in the book called Eat to Live, and it's really my philosophy on eating. And I weigh the same weight now in my mid-50s that I did in my mid-20s. And it's
because I really
evaluate everything I eat. Okay, you know, okay, I get a bag of potato chips here or an apple. Which is going to be better?
Right.
So I like to eat fresh, you know, alive food. I don't eat anything from a box or a bag. Now, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, sure, I'll have the chips with salsa, but otherwise I'm not going to buy the chips and eat the chips. This morning, for my daughters and my breakfast, I went outside and I actually picked fresh blackberries.
That was wonderful.
Yes, yes. So we had blackberries. This chapter goes through really a detailed explanation of what I eat to have optimal health. I am really into health and feeling our best and having the best cognitive ability to where our memory is sharp and we can remember where we saw that or where we left this. So we have energy and we feel good. That is so important. We want a high, well-functioning body.
And you learned this kind of the hard way because didn't you at some point have a problem with candida overgrowth from improper eating?
Yeah. I had a candida overgrowth. I got very, very sick. It was 5 years ago, and it was when I was turning 50, and I had an abscessed tooth. And I went back to the dentist a couple different times, and they kept, you know, grinding it down a little bit because I had had a crown put on it. But I needed a root canal, didn't realize it. Went for like 9 months. It abscessed, it putrefied my body by having that drainage in my body. And I had 10 medical diagnoses. And, you know, my story is in this book of how I lost my health and what steps I gained, I did to regain it. I had depression, adrenal fatigue, visual migraines, anemia, and a candida infection in my colon. My gastrointestinal tract, and let me just explain candida. Candida is yeast, and in our gastrointestinal tract, we have good bacteria and we have bad bacteria. Everybody's heard about, take your probiotics. Yes, those are good. And then we normally have a little bit of yeast in there, and when it's all in balance, we function perfectly. However, due to our processed food that we eat, our high sugar that we eat in the United States, antibiotics, steroids, different drugs, this messes up this perfect balance in our gut. And when the yeast overgrows like it did in me and all that good bacteria was killed, I had to have a root canal. I had 2 weeks of a steroid, 10 days of an antibiotic. Man, my gut was stripped of all the good bacteria, and the yeast just grew. Well, let me tell you what, It is like having a monster inside of your gut that craves sugar. It wants sugar, wheat, corn, fruit, alcohol. This thing drives your appetite and makes you want, it craves it, and it is so hard to control. So I went on a very strict diet for 8 months where I had no sugar, no wheat, no rice, no white products, very minimal fruit. Basically, I ate vegetables, meat, grains such as quinoa or pearled barley. And after 8 months, I finally got the appropriate balance to my gut, and I quit.
And how did you know that you? How did you know that your gut was in balance?
Well, what I did is after these 10 medical diagnoses, the abscess, et cetera, the doctors just couldn't do much for me. I had this adrenal fatigue. I was exhausted. I was taking 15 adrenal vitamins a day. Anyway, I started looking at alternative therapy. So I went to an acupuncturist. I had massage, chiropractor, and I even went to a colonic therapist. And that is where they go and they put water into your colon, and it just cleans you all out. And she found that I had an overgrowth of candida in my colon. And so that was another culprit. That was my 10th diagnosis in that, you know, year or two period when I was very sick. So she gave me guidance about what to do in reference to getting rid of the infection.
Wow. So you, in addition to this book, you also created a video that we can watch. And can you talk a little bit about that, what the video is about and how people can access that?
Well, I have a video, like when you purchase this book, you get a free 45-minute video. So in the book, in the beginning and at the end, it goes through where to go and, you know, where to go to find that for the link. But I also have, I have two different videos that I have created that are DVDs. And I also have YouTube. And on YouTube, I have Scripture Yoga is my YouTube link. And I have different short videos on there for yoga.
So what exactly is Christian yoga?
Well, I have developed a form of Christian yoga titled Scripture Yoga. And I recite scriptures or Bible verses during the yoga class based on a biblical theme. One of my themes is how to receive God's peace and give him your anxiety and fear. And so I just recite scriptures or Bible verses during the class, and so you're also being fed spiritually at the same time that you're doing your class. So I have one DVD, it's What the Bible Says About Prayer, and that's a yoga class. And I have a second DVD called God's Mighty Angels, and those are on Amazon as well as my website, christianyoga.com.
Okay. And how common is Christian yoga?
Christian yoga is becoming more common. And you can usually, I have people who find me, you know, they just, you know, Google, you know, Christian yoga class nearby. Usually you can find a Christian yoga class in any major city and sometimes in smaller ones.
Interesting. How long has that been around?
Well, I produced my first Christian yoga DVD in 2008, and I was the third person in the United States to produce a Christian yoga DVD. So, you know, within the past 15 years. not very long.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right. I had never heard about it. I'm not Christian, but I still had not really heard about it. So I think that's wonderful for those listeners who are Christian and do really enjoy the spiritual aspect of the scriptures and things like that. So that's very cool. And
In 1995, there was a book written about Christian yoga by Father Thomas Ryan. He's a Catholic priest. It's called Prayer of Heart and Body. And so meditation and yoga is a Christian spiritual practice. So 1995 was one of the first books.
Okay.
So.
Now, you also go to retreats and teach the yoga classes if people are interested, right?
Oh, yes, I love to do that. So I've been to many church women's retreats, and I'll teach a scripture yoga class. And in 2 weeks, I'm at a yoga retreat at Pensacola Beach, and I'm teaching a class on basically nutrition and health and how to get your body up to its optimal health. And then I'm also teaching a yin yoga class, which is a class where we hold the postures for 3 minutes. And then I'm also teaching a scripture yoga class. So doing all of that.
Interesting.
And
can contact you at SusanNeal@bellsouth.net, right, to find out where you'll be. And that's Susan, SusanNeal, at bellsouth.net. And do you have a website?
Yes, ChristianYoga.com.
Okay,
and
that's easy enough.
All my products are on my website.
Perfect.
So I have
perfect.
I have two books, The Yoga for Beginners, 60 Basic Yoga Poses. So if you, but that's on ChristianYoga.com. And I also have a scripture yoga book that has 21 different Bible themes to use during your yoga class, or if you had a different type of exercise class, you could use it, or you could use it as just devotions. And it's called Scripture Yoga.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. So, Susan, I've brought up a lot of issues, or not issues, but just points and asked to ask you about. But is there something that you think is real important to share that maybe we haven't covered yet?
Yes. I have a summary or synopsis titled How to Prevent, Improve, and Reverse Alzheimer's and Dementia. So I found a research article that was published in June of 2016 by Dale E. Bredesen, and I've spent hours interpreting the medical information to turn it into layman's language so people could understand the interventions, the 24 different interventions to do to improve this devastating disease that is on the rise in the United States. And just to tell you that some of the results that this study had is after 22 months on the program with neuropsychological testing, the person improved from the third percentile to the 84th percentile.
Amazing. Wow.
Amazing. So I have this for... Yes. I have this for sale for a very inexpensive price, $7.99 on my website, ChristianYoga.com, and it's called How to Prevent, Improve, and Reverse Alzheimer's and Dementia. And it is 24 interventions that you can do to improve, prevent, or reverse these devastating diseases of the brain. And one of the interventions, is yoga and meditation. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
what are some
really
of the other
important.
Things? What are some of the other things?
One of them is vitamin B12. So, you know, a lot of times we don't get the adequate amount of vitamin B12. Well, my mother has dementia, and I got her the vitamin B12 shots, you know, to bring it up, and I can tell the difference. And now when I go home and see her, I'll ask my sister, okay, did you give her vitamin B12? Oh, I ran out, and I mean, I can tell the difference. And then the second thing is a vitamin D. Vitamin D is another very important part of it. So, and we don't get, you know, vitamin D. You need to be out in the sun 20 minutes a day without any sunscreen. If you are out in the sun 20 minutes a day without any sunscreen, that's great. You don't need it, but on the days that you're not, you should take a vitamin D pill. And another intervention is the low-grain anti-inflammatory diet. And this is another thing that's for sale on my website, christianyoga.com, for just $4.99, is Eat to Live. It is Eat to Live with a low-carbohydrate, low-glycemic, anti-inflammatory diet. And this is the diet that is recommended by that was used in that study. So another thing is do not eat 3 hours prior to going to bed and fast for 12 hours each night from dinner until breakfast. So no ice cream at night.
Yeah, you know,
so there are things that you can do, you know, that you just need to know to do. People really need guidance. You know,
it's
really
so true. You know, my mother-in-law is having early onset Alzheimer's. She was a very, very vivacious, aware kind of lady, and so this is just horrible. And I've tried to bring some holistic changes into her life, and all they want to do is take a pill, you know. And she downs diet sodas all day long, and she eats ice cream before bed every night.
Yeah, and the,
that was something
the
diet I didn't
sodas.
Know.
Yeah, the diet sodas, that is not good. And I have this in my Eat to Live. It's in my book, Yoga for Beginners, 60 Basic Yoga Poses, and it's in my Eat to Live chapter, that when you have diet sodas, it's actually bad for you and causes you to gain belly fat and increases your appetite. And I have a link to a study that shows that. I love to get scientific.
Yeah, and isn't there a relationship between between artificial sweeteners and dementia or
yeah,
memory
it is
loss?
Not, it, yes, it is not good for the brain whatsoever. No, it is not. So you really should. What I do is my sugar substitute is I use stevia. And I always go to the health food store to get it. And this year I'm going to be growing my own. I can just have my own little stevia plant out there, and then you just dry the leaves out in the sun and then crunch them up, and there you go. You got your little bit of stevia.
Oh,
and I have ideas.
I remember years ago, because I've been into natural foods and vegetarianism for 40 years or more. And back when I started, it wasn't so easy to find information. It wasn't so easy to find the foods and the convenience and everything. But I remember going into the health food store, and there was a man sitting there with a plant, and he hands me a leaf. And he says, chew on this. And I said, why? And he goes, just do it. I chewed it, and I'm like, it tastes like sugar. And that was my introduction to stevia. But then I didn't hear anything about it until, you know, just a couple of years ago when it hit the market really strong. And now Coke is even adding stevia to their soft drinks. Not that it makes it any healthier, but
Sure are. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting. So we know that we can get your books and your videos and pamphlets on your website. Are they also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Yes. Yes, they are. And I also have, they're called Christian Yoga Cards, or DEX, and it's 4x6, and it has a yoga pose on one side and a scripture verse on another side. So that's, you know, if you want to have that right beside you and you don't want to be opening the book, well, here you go. Here's your little card that you can use. I have two different
you've
decks.
You've thought of everything. Wow. To make it, you just really want people to try this.
Oh, it is so beneficial. I am really into health. And I hope later this year in the second half of 2017 to add onto my website to be a life coach, a health coach, and to guide people so that they have better knowledge about how to improve their health, you know, so that they feel better and are at their optimal weight and health and cognitive ability, et cetera.
Well, thank you for that. Congratulations, you know, on all your successes, and thank you for that, your determination to really help us get healthy. So I've really enjoyed talking to you, Susan, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Randy.
Again, we talked to Susan Neal, and her website is christianyoga.com, and I urge you to check it out. And purchase this book because it'll really give you a great start and a great exposure into what yoga actually looks like. So thank you, Susan. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So I wish you a wonderful day and great success with your books and your products.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. We are out of time. Okay. Excuse me. Getting over the flu 2 weeks ago has left me with this cough. So we are out of time for David today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Join me next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing. I wish you joy and serenity in your life always. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.